Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
The Trista Crick. Trista.
The GOAT.
Who you got winning the Royal Rumble tomorrow?
Goldberg.
Wow. That's a name we haven't mentioned.
What's the line? Who's the betting favorite?
I think it's Goldberg he's a plus 2,000.
Wow.
Big underdog Goldberg.
Very good. Yep.
So we're going to win some money on Goldberg.
Did you ever watch
wrestling?
Still alive?
He is. He's alive. Yeah, he's alive.
Did you ever watch
Rey Mysterio Jr.? He'll show up and show out.
Well, one thing we know is Rey Mysterio won't go away. So that's probably very true. He just refuses to go away.
Bro, what are we doing here? Why are you still here? Why are you in a storyline? I waited a whole year for Dominic to turn around. That was the happiest day of my life.
Same.
Did you ever watch wrestling though, Trista?
Yeah, early on. So I think I was probably maybe 8 through 12 when The Rock was still sort of heavy set a little bit.
Chubby Rock.
And Stone Cold was a big deal. Rey Mysterio was in the mix, obviously. I liked The Undertaker. I just liked his music. So there was a period of time when I was in elementary where wrestling was massive. Mm. Massive. And I just kind of rode with it.
Yeah,
you know?
And most normal people, you grew out of it, unlike
no,
us.
No, we did not grow out of it.
You're dressed like The Undertaker. You looks like you got all black on today.
No, I got some colorful pants. I was
Kuzma pants?
What'd you say?
Said Kuzma pants?
Yeah, they're Kuzma pants. They kind of look like Damian's sweatshirt a little bit.
Oh, all right. Well, yeah, my pants my pants look exactly like my sweatshirt. So
You got a little onesie on.
I in fact do. I almost bought. It's not a. I almost bought a. What are those things called? Jumpers.
Snuggie.
A romper.
Not a. No, it's not a romper. Just to be clear, it's not a romper.
Jumper.
It's not a snuggie either, bro. All right.
Jumpsuit.
That's what it was. It was too bad.
I used to have a jumpsuit. John jumpsuit.
You can get these things tailored.
I don't know. I felt like I would be, but when I say it was baggy, I mean, it was like, it was made to be clothes now, they're made to be big.
I don't like that.
Yeah, I'm not a fan.
Like all of these dudes walking around with big baggy pants on with wide openings at the bottom. Like, what are we doing?
Do you guys see Donovan Mitchell sometimes on the sidelines now that he's been hanging out with a groin injury? I'm like, these outfits, someone needs to tell him that they're just too, it's just too bunchy. There's no sleek line. And maybe that's the style, but it just isn't a good look.
And that's Tyrese. That's Tyrese's look. It's just this just this big, boxy, baggy look.
Not a fan.
Yeah, I don't like it at all.
Not a fan. You know, I was liking the slim era.
Yep. I mean, you're a professional athlete. You probably have body fat sub 6%. You should probably show that off a little bit.
Well, you know? what about your boy Joel, who didn't play against the Kings the other day?
First trap.
And Joel came out at the end of the game in house shoes. I mean, come on. What are we doing?
I told you guys about my Joel Embiid story, right? Oh. When I interviewed him in 110 degree weather.
No.
No, you did not.
So
we tried to make this clear. Trista's got stories about everyone. Oh, that reminds me. Text Trista about Dak.
Oh, goodness gracious.
JoJo story.
Group chat. Yeah. Put it in the group chat.
Put it in the group chat. It'll have to be a voice memo that doesn't get saved. So, so I interview him, and it's super hot out. It's the middle of the summer. There's a bunch of stuff going on. I think that Steve Nash, interestingly enough, was hosting some Bleacher Report soccer thing in down in like anywhere. So we had this event one-on-one, and he's trying to convince LeBron to come to Philly and trust the process. But it is like he's sweating through his white t-shirt. Like you can see all of Joel's body. All of like he's you can see all of it. And I'm like,
wait,
hey,
a minute,
Joel.
Is he just sitting there? Like he wasn't playing or anything. He just was sitting and just sweat through
his he's just sweat. Yeah, he's just sitting there and sweating, pouring sweat through his white tee. And you can see, you know, Joel has a lot of positives, but I wouldn't say like his pecs are his greatest strength. Mm. And so his pecs were more like moobs. And I was like, hey, do you want us to maybe just like do the shot from collarbone up? You know, because you're sweating through your shirt. And he goes, I love my body. And I go, okay. And he goes, I'll take my shirt off. We can do this whole interview with just, what are you trying to say about my body? And I was like, I'm not trying to say anything. I'm just, you're just hot. And we can see through your shirt. It's like very sweaty. It's not the best look. And then he started body rolling to Nice for What. That was when that song came out. I'm like, whatever. We'll just do the interview, Joel. And so it was a very adorable moment, but also like never forgetting it.
Was it Joel that said he used to like go catch lions when he was a kid?
Oh, that sounds vaguely familiar.
Yeah, that's how serious. You're the same thing. Yeah.
He said on a podcast, yeah, I used to go kill lions when I was younger. Like, I'm sorry, what? Why did you do this?
Cap.
Joel.
And that.
Joel is everybody talking about Draymond and all this other stuff. I'm waiting for the time when Joel joins Inside the NBA. Like, that's the next Charles Barkley, is Joel Embiid.
Yeah, you know, it's funny because if you think about, like, Arnold Schwarzenegger, for example, he was not supposed to be in the business because as an actor because we couldn't understand what he was saying. Mm. And they took that thick Austrian accent and they turned that into, like, a comedic crutch. That could be Joel Embiid inside the NBA. Mm. He could be the Arnold of TNT. He could be a massive comedian.
Yeah. He'd be great on there.
So funny.
No
He's
shot
so
at Draymond.
Savage.
I wasn't trying to take a shot at Draymond. I think that's always overblown. Like, oh, Draymond's the next Charles. No, somebody said it perfectly.
Wait. You were in my Instagram when I said who is the most hateable person in the NBA. You, Kenny. Mm. You said Draymond.
No, I mean, I don't take it back. In that moment just now, though, I wasn't trying to take a shot at Draymond. But like I say, people always talk about Draymond would be the next Charles Barkley. Somebody said it perfectly. Draymond is too insecure to be the next Charles Barkley. Like, he would never be the butt of a joke and, like, let it be the way Charles is. Like,
that's
Draymond
facts.
Would be, like, ready to curse somebody out over saying he's a triple single or something like that.
He's one of the most one-sided comedians, right? He can dish it, but he cannot take it. Is not There's no self-deprecating jokes
right.
coming from Draymond.
Right.
Maybe that'll change.
Maybe.
Like, because he's like legitimately fighting for his candidacy to get into the Hall of Fame. Yeah. Maybe if he finally gets that, he'll loosen up a little bit.
Yeah, maybe so.
Or not. Yeah. Maybe he just remains insecure for the rest of his life. And I'd argue you'd be able to understand Joel better than you can understand Shaq on most nights.
It's
so
true.
It works. It works just fine.
Kenny, tell Charles, shut the hell up. He doesn't know anything that he's talking about when it comes to this championship talk. This is only for the champions. And Charles, you don't know nothing about that. You stop. Stop. Ernie, tell no. Ernie, no. Tell him to stop. He don't even know. Stop.
I never mind when you do that. You just always go on really long. Really long. You have any beef with the All-Star selections last night?
Oh, are you kidding me? I literally just made a video.
In. Yeah, she was going in. She was going in.
Where is De'Aaron? Where is Sabonis?
De'Aaron was never, they were never going to show De'Aaron that kind of love.
Why is Zion on this list?
That's the question.
Yeah.
He had a great 29 games.
You've missed 20 games out of 49 games. We are only halfway through, and there is no Zion in sight. Mm-mm. It's not like Zion just came back either from injury, and it's like, oh, well, he'll participate in the All-Star. He's not participating in the All-Star game. You think the Pelicans, the New Orleans Pelicans, are going to let their my precious compete in the All-Star game when he hasn't even been playing any games this season?
Yeah.
No. What is this?
He's going to be reevaluated in 2 weeks. Not come back in 2 weeks. He's going to be reevaluated in 2 weeks. So he's not playing.
And we know what his return to conditioning looks like.
Oh, no.
Longer than normal.
I sure hope not. Jeez.
Oh, man. Now, I didn't even think about that.
I will say this, though, Trista. And I play devil's advocate in this situation. Because I was thinking about, you know, what Marshawn say, they're chicken. You know, they're bread. All right. I'm sure there's some all-star, incentives in these contracts, whether it's with the NBA, whether it's with Jordan for Zion or any other endorsement he has. So, if I'm the NBA, this is a situation where everybody could eat, right? We select Zion to the All-Star team. He's not going to play, but he gets the selection. He gets his you know, $500,000 extra or whatever for being All-Star selection. You get a De'Aaron Fox in there as a replacement. He also gets whatever incentive that he gets for making the All-Star team. We all know Zion's not playing. This is opportunity. Make sure he still gets, you know, his recognition. He could put that on his resume. And the guy that replaces him, maybe a De'Aaron Fox, gets the same opportunity to put that on his resume.
You know what? I don't hate that. Like when Mike Conley got in.
Lifetime Achievement Award.
Lifetime Achievement Award for Mike Conley. Yeah. You know?
But here's the flaw in that. The media and players decided Zion should get in. Mm-hmm. It's not like the league went, oh, we got to put Zion in. Yeah. Like the media in the league vote. Like the media who watched the game say Zion Williamson in his 29 games deserves to be an all-star over Domantas Sabonis.
Can I get a little philosophical with you guys for a second about this? I think that's a testament to how the media members have just too much things to do. They clearly are not able to do the core part of their job, which is watch games. Mm-hmm. They just, and probably if I was to cover the NBA full time only, I would be on the West Coast 100%. Mm-hmm. If you're living on the East Coast, just you're a psycho if you're staying up to watch every West Coast game. And there's a lot of good Western Conference teams. Thankfully, you know, Denver is 1 hour later in terms of the time zone, but it's rough watching Portland. And thank God I don't have to really worry about that too much except for to watch Dame, right? But if you're trying to watch the Sacramento Kings and you're late, they're late to the party anyway, right? Mm-hmm. They're not tuning in to D'Lo and Casey. They're not hearing us say, take the Kings to win the division 66-1 on November 15th, 2022.
You said it.
So, I mean, that's the date it was. And so they're not staying up till 1 a.m. to watch the Kings like us sickos. Mm-hmm.
So,
well, like me.
Well, that's why you're the GOAT. But what if there was like, and maybe there is already some type of thing like this, but what if there was like some type of all-star committee within the media? Where you got 10 guys that are in the East Coast, 10 guys in the middle of the country, 10 guys on the West Coast. And, you know, they can convene that way because you're right. Like, there's the majority of everybody's on the East Coast. And if it's not the Lakers, they're not paying – Lakers and the Warriors, they're not paying attention to what's going on. I mean, because so much is at stake with these guys, like I said, there are money incentives – for all-star selections. There's a lot at stake for this type of stuff. Same with like all NBA and all this other stuff. Maybe there should be a committee for these all-star instead of just this broad, oh, the media votes on it. Like put a committee together.
And I think there needs to be just more inclusion in who gets to vote, right? Like there are people who clearly aren't watching games because if you're watching games, you haven't seen Zion in a while. right? Zion's not even on the top of my mind when it comes to all-star voting, outside of the fact that, like you said, he may have a pay incentive for that. But if you're a media member, you're not thinking about Zion's pay incentive. You're thinking about the last time you watched the Pelicans, and that might have been 20 games ago.
Yeah, that's a good point.
We settled on it was Domas, Markkanen, and AD likely get those front court spots. And then
Ja, Dame,
SGA, Dame get three of the other four spots.
I think Dame and Ja were the guards. SGA's a wild card, and that leaves one more wild card.
Which, in our mind, and curious what you think, either goes to, following the Zion Williamson thing, Devin Booker, who won't play a game before coaches vote next week,
yep,
or De'Aaron Fox.
Yeah, I think it's got to be Fox.
The one wild card, stick with that term, is whether they do something with CJ or not.
McCollum?
Yeah, I agree with you, Tristan.
It's out there. It's not my vote.
And then who's gaining steam is Ant-Man. I saw you were in a conversation.
Okay, well, dead that. De'Aaron can dead that tomorrow.
I agree.
And dead it again on Monday.
Yeah, I just don't think Minnesota's been good enough or watchable enough, and they've been so injured. You just can't give that to Ant Edwards. And I know why you would.
I forgot a name. Paul George.
And hell,
he missed a bunch of games too.
Yes,
we just got done having the conversation about Zion. Though they don't care, or someone doesn't care. Maybe coaches do. Maybe coaches care.
It's like, dude, have you guys been paying attention to like who's in and who? Let's just get one to Kawhi then too. Like he's playing games too.
Oh, go check out what them dunked on podcast guys. They had Kawhi getting a. They had Kawhi getting in.
It's crazy.
They don't care about Lauri Markkanen. They don't care about De'Aaron Fox because they don't love hoop anymore. They don't.
I said that earlier in the season, man. They don't really love hoop.
They don't love hoop anymore. It's sad.
35 games for Paul George.
Come on, man. That's not. Come on now.
23.5 points. I'm pretty confident most of these numbers are less than De'Aaron.
I was about to say, the numbers ain't, he ain't even got better numbers.
I don't think he does.
And if you look at clutch time, fourth quarter stats too, De'Aaron's been ridiculous.
But you know what? Who's got the better record?
Kings.
Well, look at that. Would you look at that?
That's going to be Trista's gift for next week. She leans into the camera that way.
Yeah. Any?
Are we talking about your Niners? Because I've done a little digging.
Let's get into that.
Oh, real quick before we do, because this won't take long.
Yep.
What was the consensus on if, what's his name, Zlatan is a bigger star than LeBron James? I say no.
So.
That was a wild comment section, by the way. Oh, my
on
God.
On TikTok, it gets even crazier.
I went straight to the comments, like, what is going on in here?
On TikTok, that video got almost 700,000 views, and it was like 50-50, Zlatan versus LeBron. And I believe that the greatest lie on the internet right now, the most egregious lie happening, is that there are people who just simply claim they don't know who LeBron James is.
Yeah, come on.
Like, people trying to tell me that, you just can't. We just can't have a conversation.
Come on, man.
Oh, she thinks America is the only place. Or it's like, no. Like, Zlatan Ibrahimovic was a star in Europe, and that's fine. Soccer's a global game, and you love Zlatan. That's great. He's a larger-than-life figure. But we are talking about probably a top three most famous athlete in the world. It's him, Ronaldo, and Messi. And that's it. That's, if you look at social media, that's what it is. And they're just lying about LeBron's social media numbers. They're just making things up about that they don't know who he is. Like, he's not an international actor as well. Like, he doesn't go to these countries for Nike. He's not the biggest Nike athlete that we've seen since Jordan. What are they talking about?
It makes no sense. Like, and I'm not, this is probably like, oh, you know, the only thing, things matter in America. I didn't know who Zlatan was till he came to the MLS. I did not know who he was. That doesn't mean he wasn't great or wasn't famous. I was probably clearly out of the loop. I'm not saying.
Right.
But I didn't know who he was until he came to the MLS. There's no way if LeBron goes to Spain, they're like, I didn't know who LeBron was until he came to the Spain league. Nobody's saying that.
If he went to like Barcelona, played for Barcelona, people wouldn't be like, who's this? Who's this LeBron? Who's this LeBron guy?
LeBron.
No, no one would say that. He would not be able to walk around. Zlatan could walk around many places around the world and be completely anonymous. Mm-hmm. LeBron James can walk in like maybe Nepal and be anonymous, like where they don't have internet or cable and they just know that, hey, there's some 6'8 guy I've never seen before because I don't have access to technology.
I know who Zlatan is. I do.
He could
walk from through here right now. I wouldn't be like, yo.
He could walk from California to New York and no one would react to him.
No.
Why are soccer fans so insecure?
I don't understand.
They're like Draymond Green.
Yes.
That was unnecessary.
That was a shot.
I'm sorry, Draymond. That's not true.
But the comment fans, section, you're right, is wild.
Oh, wild. I was like, I've got to see what's going on here. This video is popping. What? Oh, God. Don't talk. And then you get mad. Hey, don't talk to her that way. Scrolling through all. Hey, you don't know nothing. Scrolling through all of these comments. They're just absurd. What'd you dig up on the 49ers?
Yeah, what's up with the Niners? What's up?
All right, so initially,
also, just real quick, are you good? Like, you've never had to hold the mic like this before.
Yeah, so the stand is, can't find it.
Right? Oh, no.
So I brought it with me to Sacramento, maybe, just in case I needed to record something.
Uh-oh.
Or L.A., and I don't know where the actual stand is.
You probably lost it
is.
In Buffalo.
Yeah, that
the
was
the stand
a,
got
that
put.
Was,
oh, we didn't ask you about the trip to Buffalo.
I think I mushed it. I think I mushed them. Mm-hmm. I was there. I said I was a part of Bill's Mafia. I did have Cincinnati +6.
Oh, well.
And that was that.
That was a hell
that
of
was
a
that.
Call.
Okay. First drive of the game, folks, and it was
a wrap.
It was nothing but night. I don't know if you guys have ever been to Buffalo and seen a game. Probably not, right?
Mm-hmm. Been to Buffalo, haven't seen a game.
Impossible to get warm. Impossible to stay warm. I had heat warmers in my shoes. Mm-hmm. I had heat warmers in my gloves. I had one of those little buffs over my face. I had a beanie. I had a Canada Goose. Mm. I had thick jeans. Nope. Could not even stay at my seat. I had to go into the concourse. Can't get warm in the concourse. Their walls are open to the elements. They're Jeez. Just... It's like the wall in Game of Thrones. You're just right there. The snow's coming into the stadium.
That sounds miserable.
It sounds
And
awful.
I was like, yeah, you guys need to figure this out. You guys got a new stadium coming. We need to expedite the construction.
You stayed the whole game like that?
Well, yeah, I stayed the whole game like that.
I
went into the little, they had a little cafe, which was not really a cafe. And there was heat lamps above me, but it's still, I mean, you had people, very dumb people, just deciding they were going to open up the door to it instead of just go in through the open entrance. And I'm like, hey, there's like 5 feet away. You don't need to open up the cold into right below the heat lamp. They didn't care. They don't know. They're drunk. But I did get to see all of Buffalo. I think the sideline reporter, Sal Capaccio, I said this to someone. I said, I think he might be the most famous person I've ever been around.
Oh,
like, I
gosh.
Don't know. There was like, and I know people nationally famous, but he probably had 200 people come up to him.
Wow.
Like over and over
That's
and
Damian
over.
Barley That's like, at a Kings game. Status.
It was like you guys.
Just
but
Damian.
He was less annoyed by it, you know?
Don't believe this woman.
Don't let her do us like that. Don't let her throw a ricochet for no reason at us.
They were coming to see you that night.
Yeah,
let's be real. They were coming to see you. Yeah. Okay. For real this time.
Yeah.
What did you dig up on the 49ers?
Yeah,
all right. So I don't know if you guys know this. Maybe you do. Maybe you don't. You think about the 49ers run defense, and we know it's stout, right? We know that it's the best in the business since week 9. It's sixth, but overall for the season, it's second, right? We know that. That's a thing we don't even need to contest.
Mm-hmm.
But if you look at it, and I was talking to Kyle, so Kyle hit me up, and he said, hey, I think we're going to lose this game. Not going to, I mean, if he's in the waiting room.
That's a very Kyle thing to say.
Yeah. And I said, listen, though, since week 9, San Francisco not only has the sixth best rush defense, they also have the second best pass defense in terms of DVOA. But more importantly, what I think is more interesting, they have the number 1 passing offense since week 9 in terms of DVOA. And the number 2 rush offense in the league, only to be outdone by the Eagles. But I don't think necessarily the Eagles are going to be able to run the ball like they do normally against, you know, guys like Dre Greenlaw and like Fred Warner and Nick Bosa. They're coming.
Yeah.
And I think the matchup actually favors y'all. And they talk about, oh, well, you know, San Francisco struggles against mobile quarterbacks. So I looked at some stats. 16 designed runs this year against the Niners. Mm-hmm. Quarterbacks only averaging 2.5 yards per carry and a negative EPA per rush. In those situations, 6 first downs and 6 tackles for a loss with the negative 0.25 EPA per rush. Like, so you're going to be able to stop Jalen Hurts, I think.
I like that.
Trista's going to work for Pro Football Focus.
This is what they make me do.
Do you know that this is what I have to do on a day? You guys are like cotton candy for me. You guys are like, man, I love you. We can just do whatever. We can hang out. But they're like, Trista, break down who the best receiver is really on this matchup. And you're like, oh my God. So it's George Kittle.
George Kittle's the best receiver. Edward A.J. Brown?
In this matchup, I think George Kittle has the best matchup. Up against the Eagles linebackers, I think he's got the best matchup. You're going to have to go up against, you know, Bradbury. You're going to have to go up against, you know, real deal secondary, and Darius Slay. But I think that George Kittle is going to be a monster.
I feel good.
So here's
here's
a Pro Football Trista number I saw. The Eagles give up the least amount of yards after the catch you go across the middle.
Mm-hmm. And that's a 49er staple right
so
there.
So I'm thinking
– in terms of yak?
Yeah, I'm thinking Debo, McCaffrey, and I guess
– I think you're right. I think they're I think they're number 1 in allowing yak, period. But Niners actually 4th best at that too.
Yeah. These two teams.
Niners allow a ton of yards through the air, but not a lot of yak at all. Mm-hmm. And really a lot of, you know, short intermediate throws. I think the average is like 7.5 yards per attempt or something like that. So you'll give up a ton of yards, but obviously the scoring defense is there. But really you're turning up the volume in times of, you know, high leverage situations. So I think this is a low scoring game. I think under 46.5 is firmly in play. And I think Christian McCaffrey's going to be able to run the ball, because the one thing that the Eagles don't do well, especially since week 9, is they're 17th in the league, which is obviously bottom half in terms of run defense.
Yeah. You know, one of the things that I saw, and I think the Eagles are good. Like, I'm not here to be like, oh, they ain't played nobody. But when people talk about that defense and, you know, it's elite and all this other stuff, you go down the schedule, they haven't played any offenses that really do anything. There's a bunch of Texans and Commanders and Colts and Titans and Bears on there. The times they did play an offense that had some semblance of weapons, they gave up 33 to the Packers at the house. They gave up 40 to the Cowboys on the road. And those are really the only offense. You go back to week 1, they played the Lions. They gave up 35. But, I mean, that's really about it. You know what I mean? So I think this is the best offensive weapons they've played this year. They could shut the 49ers down, but I'm just saying, we'll see exactly what's going on with that Eagles defense.
Well, and if you look at it too, I quote tweeted this from, I believe, either a Niners reporter. I think it was a Niners reporter. And if you look at the Saints, they only scored 10 points against the Saints, and they're the number 1 DVOA and number 1 opponent EPA per play. Everybody else who they've gone off against, you look at the Giants, they're 29th in DVOA. They're scoring 48th against the Giants again, 35th against the 30th ranked team, 32nd in Bears, right? So this is a huge step up in class for them defensively. So Yeah, I think it's going to be a lot closer than people expect. There are a lot of people, and me at first glance was like, well, how are the Niners going to be able to keep up with the Eagles? Mm. But I honestly don't think that's like a correct take. I think the more you dig into it, I think the Eagles are actually in upset alert.
24-20, 49ers.
24-20. I think it's 17-10.
Oh, wow. Mm. Wow. Okay. Who you got? I assume you got San Francisco.
Well, for you guys' sake, I'm going to take the Eagles. Fly, Eagles, fly, because oh. Every time, you know what I mean?
I got you. Yeah, yeah, yeah. No. I got you.
Fly, Eagles, fly.
Bengals, Chiefs.
Yeah, this one's super interesting, too, because you've got a ton of line movement. It's gone from Cincinnati plus 2.5, then they were 2.5-point favorites, and now they're 2-point dogs again. So that tells me that nobody really knows what's going on. You're going to get, like, those sharp bettors betting on both sides. And I think what you're going to see is, like, Jerick McKinnon, and you guys are obviously super familiar with him. Mm. He's going to be in pass blocking, I would say, pretty much the entire time. So they're not going to run the ball at all. I think they're going to have to protect Pat Mahomes as much as they can. He's going to have to get the ball out quick. I expect a huge game for Travis Kelce. I played a parlay. It's 9 receptions, 95 or more yards, and 1 or more touchdowns. That's plus 400. If you think he gets 2 touchdowns, which I don't necessarily think is, I mean, he's obviously right for it. He got it last week. That's plus 1,000, 10-1 odds. But yeah, I think this is a scenario where Kansas City's defense is underrated since week 9. Their secondary has been good. But listen, like, we see what they did to Chris Jones last time they played. They double teamed him when they were in Kansas City territory. They single teamed him, went one-on-one with them. And then Joe Burrow just knew he had to hit screen passes, dump offs, all that, get the ball out quick before Chris Jones could even get on that ass. So that's what I think is going to happen again.
Before Chris Jones could even get on that ass. Trista
Crick.
Bet MGM.
I know I gave you guys the real stuff today.
I know. It's almost weird. Ooh, I was taking notes. This like, this is what Trista really does. All right, you got to get to work. We appreciate you so much.
Real 2 seconds. Yeah. Have you heard back from our friend from Public House?
The Terror.
Who?
The Terror. Guy from Columbia.
The Mafia.
Oh, yes. He hit me just the other day. Yeah, he hit me just the other day, and he doesn't think LeBronny James is a legit D1 prospect. That was the only thing he had to say. He said LeBronny James.
So the drug lord's hitting you with sports takes.
All right.
Hey,
he follows me actually on Instagram. You can see him. I think it's like JC Miami.
I'm a broadcast journalist. Just
I mean, you can
to,
just watch. Just, you.
I'm just earning a paycheck. That's I
just trying to go home, live my life.
That's it.
Keep my life.
That's it.
Also, I like your sweatshirt. I don't want to make it sound like, you know, I didn't like the diamond jacket. I didn't. I loved it.
Oh, you loved the diamond jacket?
I loved the diamond jacket. Oh, yeah, I did.
I'm glad you did.
It was a good look.
Thank you.
Thank you guys for FaceTiming me. I had to go to Boston. We got so far without one of these.
Funny because I was thinking the same thing. We were FaceTiming Trista at 1 a.m. her time. To show her the beam.
To show her the beams.
And as soon as I hit FaceTime, I told Kenny, I was like, you know, I didn't even text her to warn her that we're doing, like, you don't just FaceTime people. Just out of nowhere, it's 1:00 a.m. and I forgot you. Kenny was the one who remembered. I completely forgot you were in Buffalo.
Like, dude, it's 1 a.m. She's probably in bed.
Well, I didn't think that because every time the Kings game ends, you're always tweeting about the Kings. I knew
you
were
watching
up.
The game, but then I was like,
yeah, I knew
she
you were up.
She's going to Buffalo.
That was like, oh, she's partying with Bill's Mafia. So,
yeah, just the way it is. Well, you guys are the best.
You
go
are
Niners
the best, indeed.
For now.
Yep.
No, actually, I'm lying. Fly equals fly.
Fly equals fly.
Fly equals fly.
Fly equals fly.
Go bump some Meek Mill.
Oh, you know it. You know what? Dreams and nightmares now until oblivion.
I haven't been able to play it all week. I'm having withdrawals. I'm definitely playing it next week.
By the way, you guys didn't smack us.
Oh, yeah. We smacked them boys.
No,
we smacked
you
them boys around, Trista.
You didn't smack us. Dak threw 2 errant picks.
You could have won by 1, and Dak just
– Turpin
Dak could have given you a safety in one by one. Kenny would have said that you that the 49ers smacked them.
It's true.
Smacked them boys. That boy, I was live betting. I had Niners minus 25. I hit.
Ugh. Well, fly Eagles fly. That's what it is to be a good friend. You know what I'm saying?
A great friend. Great friend. Yes, indeed.
All right. Talk to you guys soon.
All right. Thanks, Trista. Trista Crick, bet MGM tonight. Want to get Kyle on the phone?
He's here now.
Oh.
Hey, Kyle.
How long has he been here?
I just called him right now.
Oh, okay, good. I was like, has Kyle been waiting here since 2:20? That'd be wild. Kyle Mattson, 95.7 The Game, and Candlestick Chronicles and Niners Wire. Hi, Kyle.
Hey, guys. Yeah, I was on the phone long enough to hear Cowboys fan Trista Crick say, fly, Eagles, fly.
Oh, no, that's crazy, man. She was showing love, though. She was showing love. Yeah, I'm with you.
Okay, I'm just making sure. I'm just making sure we didn't have to box.
She's doing a little reverse psychology. But from what we hear, you're not feeling great about this game on Sunday.
Yeah, Eagles fan Kyle Mattson.
Yeah, big Eagles guy, you know, day one with Jalen Hurts. No, Trista did some convincing for me the other way. This morning, and Chris Biederman, talking to him on our podcast on Candlestick Chronicles last night, brought up a couple like intangible things. Like Trista brought the numbers, Chris brought the intangible stuff, like the coaching advantage the 49ers are very likely to have. And the vibe I've gotten from the Eagles, like when they beat the Giants, they thumped the Giants 38-7. And you watch the way Nick Sirianni is acting on the sideline. I think he's an eccentric guy, but you watch the way he's acting on the sideline, and they're in the locker room. You would have thought they won the Super Bowl. And the 49ers, from what I heard from Chris and guys in the locker room, is very much like, hey, just won a week 20 game, like on to week 21. Yeah. And I to me, like intangibly, I think might wind up mattering, where the Niners come out and have a chance to punch the Eagles in the mouth and kind of bring an energy and a play style that the Eagles just weren't necessarily ready for. And the other thing is, the Eagles didn't practice Wednesday. They did like a walkthrough, and then Thursday rested a bunch of their key guys. And I don't know. It feels like they're overlooking a team that's won 12 in a row. And so, you know, I picked the Eagles because that's kind of what my gut reaction was at the beginning of the week. But man, over the last 4 or 5 days, it's been
bro. What are you doing right now?
I'm standing on the side of the road. I'm about to get a tattoo. And so I left the tattoo shop, and I went outside. I'm moving away from the road because a motorcycle went by, and I don't want that to happen again. I'm sorry, guys.
This is some good stuff, man. This is some good stuff. I will say this, though, Kyle. I will say this about this guy.
Kyle's getting his Super Bowl tattoo today.
49ers 2023 Super Bowl champs.
I'm going viral on the internet. Get a bad tattoo for clout.
Hey, man, sometimes you got to do what you got to do. Matter of fact, maybe you do an Eagles one to make sure the Niners win. There you go. No.
There you go.
Now we're thinking. Sacrifice.
We go. Okay.
Sacrifice. when you talk about the Eagles and the 49ers, I think the Eagles are a hell of a team. But you brought up something that I was kind of thinking about myself. The Eagles, and you laid it out, and Chris laid it out beautifully. The Eagles haven't been here before. The Eagles franchise has. These guys have not. And when you talk about the 49ers, aside from Brock Purdy, which is pretty important because he's the quarterback, but these guys are battle-tested. They've been on the stage. They've been – this one, like I always talk about with Floyd Mayweather, I used to always talk about it with his fights. Like he would get people, you know, sign up for a fight. We're going to do this and this. And, you know, I've been in big fights before. And then they would get out in the tunnel for a Floyd Mayweather fight. And them lights were a little brighter than they were used to. And there was the crowd was a little fuller than they're used to. And they weren't ready to always meet the moment. And hearing you guys talk about the Eagles a little bit, I'm starting to get those kind of vibes.
Yeah, it feels that way. Like they're a year early. Kind of thing, but I think that's more of a like NBA thing than an NFL thing. Like they're so look, the reason I was picking the Eagles is because there's two things they do better than I think any team in the league. They rush the passer from the interior. They have four guys with 10 or more sacks, which is unbelievable. They had 70 sacks as a team this year. And the interior of the Niners offensive line has struggled at times this year, and particularly in the divisional round against Dallas. And then you flip to the other side of the ball, and the Niners defense is really good, but man, they've really struggled defending the deep ball. You look at the couple of deep touchdowns that the Raiders got. You look at the one the Cardinals got with A.J. Green. The Seahawks got one in the first playoff game. They had the deep 46-yarder that they gave up to CeeDee Lamb and the Cowboys. And Jalen Hurts is the best deep ball thrower in the league right now, at least in terms of completing those throws 20-plus yards down the field. I think he has 11 touchdowns and three picks. Like, that is a major part of their game. And then you look at who they're lining up a receiver. Devontae Smith is awesome. A.J. Brown killed the 49ers last year on that Thursday night game in Tennessee. And that was with Ryan Tannehill, who's half the player Jalen Hurts is. So, you know, there's definitely reasons for concern. But then you bring up, like, you know, everybody's worried about the lights with the 49ers. I think that's kind of being overblown, because you're absolutely right. Like, the Eagles are the team that hasn't been there. And I think that's gonna play itself out a little bit. It wouldn't surprise me if the Niners get off to a hotter start than you think.
So
than I think, I guess.
Do you think it's a low-scoring game?
Yeah, I do. Like, these defenses are just too good. Like, the offenses might figure it out here and there, and you might see a big play here and there, but I don't think we see both teams, you know, up in the 25-30 point range.
I heard a really compelling question, at least I thought it was, last night. I want to ask both of you guys this, because people are talking about Brock Purdy, and, you know, Philly, they're like, oh, there ain't no way Brock Purdy, nice little story, but ain't no way Brock Purdy coming into the link and doing this and that and this and that and this and that. And the question was, who do you think the Eagles would rather face? Jimmy Garoppolo healthy or Brock Purdy?
Oh, that's interesting. It would have to be Jimmy, right? Because if this game's going to come down to a turnover, Jimmy Garoppolo has been more turnover prone in his career than Purdy has.
Yeah, he's going to give you one. And the argument was always, the argument from one of the guys at least was, you know exactly what you're getting with Jimmy. Like, he is as cut and dry as it gets. You know everything that you need to know. He's not really going to explode on you, nothing like that. You know everything about him. There is an element of, you don't know what Brock Purdy is. You don't know. He threw for, what, 330 or something against the Seahawks? He may have that game. He may have the game he had against Dallas, which I thought wasn't that bad. You don't know.
Yeah, that's the thing, is, like, his worst game was last week against Dallas, and it wasn't terrible. He wasn't good. He wasn't like, awesome by any stretch, but it was also not a disaster. And with this team, it's like, can you avoid disaster at quarterback? When the answer's been yes, they've been pretty effective at winning games. So that's kind of – I'm not buying into the idea, because one of the things I've admired a lot about Brock Purdy is the fact that he's not flappable. Like, that poise that you hear with him, like, that's very real. And he's had points where he struggled this year and then come back and played really, really well. That his first road game was a Thursday night game where he's hurt, didn't practice all week, and then goes in to face the Seahawks with the division title on the line, or with a chance to win the division, I should say. The division title wasn't necessarily on the line, but a chance to win the division. He was not very good early in that game, but then picked it up and figured out how to get the 49ers to a W, and that kind of stuff matters. And does he do it over the next 5 years? I don't know, and frankly, I don't really care. Can he do it on Sunday? Mm-hmm. And so far, the answer is yes, because the only reason I have to think not is speculation. It's guessing. It's going like, well, this doesn't make sense, so eventually, like, he's going to hit a wall, and he's going to do it at the link. Like, none of this has ever made sense. Him coming in against the Dolphins and beating them didn't make sense. Beating the Bucs the way he did, nothing about Brock Purdy makes any sense. So the idea that he could go in to Lincoln Financial Field or whatever the heck it's called and win is not, like, does it make sense? No, but nothing Brock Purdy has done makes sense. So I'm taking that off the table, because, I mean, we shouldn't even be here. So
what are we doing today, Kyle? Disney or Harry Potter?
No, so I have a friend who is apprenticing at this tattoo shop that I go to. And so it's a free of charge tattoo where she's just kind of, she still gets a tip, but she's basically learning how to tattoo. So I have a spot that I need covered up. It's a candle burning at both ends, which I feel like is just kind of how I live my life. And, it's a really fun design. So I'm going to rock with that because it's something she's comfortable with.
Very good. Good stuff.
Yeah, I'm such a nice guy.
You are.
So nice.
You're using you're allowing your body to be a practice canvas. That's spectacular.
Yeah, it's up under. It's gonna suck. It's up like kind of. It's like on the tricep, but toward the armpit. Oof. It's a really sensitive spot. It's gonna hurt a lot.
Oh,
but you know,
fun. Okay.
Like I said. Jeez.
Well, all right.
It's gonna look tight. Check my Twitter for pics.
Thanks, buddy. I appreciate you as always.
Thanks,
take care,
no
Kyle.
Doubt.
All right, Kyle Mattson. We got a break. James Hamm's coming up. We're far from done. Much more ahead here with D'Lo and KC on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Now back to D'Lo and KC.
D'Lo and KC
on ESPN 1320.
James Hamm going to join us just a couple minutes, actually. Top of the hour, Hammer will be with us. Talk Kings basketball with him. I'll probably talk a little bit about the NFC Championship as well. Jeremy Grant was offered his extension from the Portland Trail Blazers. Four-year, 112 max extension.
Wow.
He can receive a deal as large as 5 years, $233 million during free agency. It's an old Domas situation they got there.
Yeah, and that's the move to make if you're Portland. It's the move to make. It's a good piece.
It's kind of a formality, though. Like, to offer him the extension, that's a formality. Mm. I mean, assuming they want it. Like, it's their attempt to keep him.
So I didn't even catch that. So he's in the same situation as Domas.
Yeah, it makes probably not going to accept
to sign it.
Yeah.
And does he have another year next year?
No, I don't think so.
He's just
– This is it, right?
They offer an extension right now. He's not going to sign it. He's going to go into free agency more than likely.
Make more money.
Yeah.
That's okay. Man, that was a big upgrade. Let's say what did I say? 5 years, 233? Lord.
That's what they offered him?
No. They can offer him 4 years, 112.
Oh, okay.
He can get 5, 233 in free agency.
Jeez.
I need to change my wording. That's bad broadcast journalism. He's eligible to get 5 years, $233 million. Can he get 5 years, $233 million? Can you give that amount of money to Jeremy Grant? Playing well this year.
He is. That's a little too rich for my blood, though.
Really?
Yeah. It's a little too rich. Like, he's a good ball
player.
You
really did get him for nothing.
Those 200 million guys, I think that type of money is reserved for.
But it's not. It's not reserved for those guys.
Who's got 200 million right now?
Steph, Harden.
It's not reserved. I understand. Like, literally, it's not reserved.
Right.
But if I'm gonna, as a owner or a GM,
that's what you would do.
Yeah, okay. I reserve that for guys that I think are franchise guys.
Okay.
But if you're the Blazers, I mean, if you're the Blazers, you have a guy that fits great with your superstar, Dame Lillard, is a great complimentary guy. He's right there with you. The alternative is let him walk, and then what?
Well,
like, then what are you doing?
Well, there is another alternative. The trade deadline.
Yeah.
James was so excited about that Jeremy Grant story. He joined us early. We're just going to bring James in now.
I didn't even see the Jeremy Grant story.
Well, they offered him, Portland offered him the extension that the 4 year, they can offer him 4 years, 112, 113, something like that. But in free agency, he's eligible for 5 and 233. That is a significant difference to where I got to imagine Jeremy Grant has no interest in signing this contract extension. But then that opens up, what does Portland do? Does Portland, you extended him or you offered the extension? He says no. You've got a trade deadline coming up in 13 days. Do you risk losing him? It's the Harrison Barnes, DeMontis Sabonis. It's that situation. Not necessarily Harrison, more Domas. It's that situation because of the contract that he signed. He can only sign for a certain extension or a certain max extension.
Yeah, but, like, is anyone else confused? I mean, Jeremy Grant is good, but, I mean, he's almost 29.
So, again,
are we talking about?
That's the conversation. Mm-hmm. He's eligible for $233 million.
Yeah.
But can he get $233 million?
Yeah, you and I are also eligible for $230. No, we're not. But, like, that doesn't...
I'm going to go talk to Aaron. I bet, hey, he's right there. I'm 233.
233.
There's Aaron.
233.
Y'all think I'm playing? 233, fam. $200 million, like, guys. Brad, Giannis, Steph, Trey, Luka, Zach LaVine, Russell Westbrook, the Rudy Gobert.
Wow, I was just about to say,
Harden's not 200 plus.
I feel like he should be.
I don't have it on SpotTrack.
Yeah, I guess not.
I don't think I'm doing a 4-1-20 or a 4-1-12, whatever.
Really?
I'd give him 4-1-12.
I'd do that.
Maybe? Like, I don't know. That's a tough one. Like, I mean, that's going to be part of the calculus. Like, what do you do if you're the Kings? Who is it that you go after? Like, if you trade for a player, how much are they expecting? So we always talk about a guy like PJ Washington, right? Mm-hmm. And like, oh, go get PJ. He's a restricted free agent. You can match any offer. Okay, well, PJ at like $4.5 million is one thing. PJ at like $17 million is a whole nother thing. So you have to manage your cap the right way. It's part of the brilliance of like Kevin Huerter, right? So you trade for Kevin Huerter, and he's locked into a 4-year, $65 million deal, and it's a good deal. It's a good deal for his quality of play. It's not a discount. It's not, like, it's fair. It's fair for everyone involved, right?
Yeah.
So, like, that's the problem, though. If you go out and you get a guy like Jeremy Grant, like, I mean, can you guarantee that he's going to be good for the next 5 years, like, or the next 4 years? And not only that, but, like, when is Jeremy Grant, like, in reality, when has he ever put up numbers on a good team? Well, because that Portland team,
Denver,
they ain't good.
He did in Denver. In Denver.
He was really good in OKC, too. He wasn't putting up those big numbers, but I'd argue he was good.
I don't think that he was bad, but you're talking about a 24-year-old, you know, who's putting up 13.6. Like, and
in the role that
Denver,
he was in. Like, it was a different role that he was in OKC. That was the Carmelo years.
Well, that in Denver as well, where he put up, you know, he put up 12 points a game, right? In like 26 and a half minutes. So, like, I get it. You can say that those roles are different, but like $120 or $112 million player, whatever it is, or a player that wants more than that, like, I kind of want to see that they've scored 20 on a team that's not the Detroit Pistons or a Portland Trailblazers team that's 3 or 4 wins under 500.
I get that.
Like,
I get
like it. If he's a 12 or 13 point per game guy, he ain't worth no $100 million.
Yeah, I get it. Like, so let me ask you this, James, what do you do if you're Portland?
Would you trade him?
No, I think he wants to stay there. Like, that's what it's always been kind of out there, that he, that's kind of where he wanted to make his home.
Mm-hmm.
I think they'll just get into negotiations this summer and, like, what is it that you're going to have to pay for him? But again, if you're Portland, what do you do? Because, like, you got Damian Lillard, who's aging. You got Nurkic, who's aging. Then you have a younger group in Simons and Shaedon Sharpe. Like, you're kind of caught in the middle. And at the same time, you've got a dude who's averaging like 27 or 28 or 29 points a game in Lillard, and a guy like Grant who's averaging 20 plus.
It ain't enough.
You're not good. Yeah. You know? So,
I'm sorry to do this to James. I'm sorry to do this to everybody listening. We had a lot of fun the last hour. Someone say we had a little too much fun. We've got to take another break. We've got to take this quick commercial break, folks. Don't you dare go anywhere. We're going to knock this out. We're going to come back. We'll talk Kings basketball. We'll talk NBA basketball. We'll even talk a little of the NFC Championship with James Hamm when we return here on Sacramento Sports Leader. Don't you dare go anywhere, folks. It's ESPN 1320.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!